There are so many women out there that are taking a stand against gender inequality and are paving the way for the future generation. Ordinary women that are creating a more inclusive and powerful society, free from stereotypes, racism and sexism. And I'm here to share their stories with all of you. Stay tuned, because this is WEN Power, your source of inspiring, powerful and positive stories. And I'm here to discover how we can change the narrative, one story at a time. I am your host, Ilaria Biancacci, journalist and founder of WEN Power. Hello and welcome to a new episode of WEN Power podcast. My name is Ilaria Biancacci, journalist and founder of WEN Power, and we are here today with Juliana da Peña, an Afro-Latin woman from Brazil, journalist and founder of Migrant Women Press. Hello, Juliana, and welcome.
Hello, Ilaria. Thank you so much. First of all, thank you for the amazing work that you are doing, empowering women, giving a space to retell our stories. You are really, really great, and thank you.
Thank you, Juliana. I think both of us, we share a bit of goals between WEN Power and Migrant Women Press, because the aim is to give voice to women coming from different backgrounds and cultures and have a platform where they can express themselves and they can empower other women through their words and experiences and stories. So I will throw you directly into it, and I just would like you to introduce yourself to all the women that are listening to us right now. Just tell us a little bit more about your experience, why you became a journalist, and also you are a migrant woman yourself, so tell us a bit more about this this fact as well.
Okay, so I think I started as a journalist because I love to listen to people's stories. I always, since I was a child, I was really fascinated to listen. And then my father was, he collected comics, and then I started to read. So I love it, read it. I love it to listen to stories. And soon I became interested also in write. And when I was a teenager, I was involved in hip hop culture. Mm-hmm. Was something that was really connected with my way to express myself, my way of think, because in that moment was a culture that was empowering marginalized communities, Black people, giving us, for example, for poor communities in Brazil, something to believe. Yeah? And then I was really involved with that. And then somehow close to my place where I was living was the was a magazine about hip hop culture. Their base was there. And then I went there and offered myself to be a volunteer there because I was, oh my God, this is my opportunity to write and also about something that I love. And then they kind of give me an opportunity as an intern. And then I started to write. And then like that, I started as a journalist. I work in this magazine for around 10 years. And then was one of the best moments of my life. I learned a lot about the basic skills that the journalist need to have. And then I moved to Europe. Mm-hmm. And then I started my journey as a migrant.
Okay. You are based in Italy and a little bit in Scotland too. What are the differences and the similarities, if there are any, between the two countries and the way they welcome, they accept migrants and especially migrant women, if you like to share with us?
I think there are a lot of differences. And yeah, that, for example, I think since I became a migrant, I started in Portugal, that is completely different as well. And then I start a kind of nomadic life between, as you said, between Italy and Scotland. And then I see that there are some similarities, that is the policies, the laws that are really, really they don't think about the humans. They think about create barriers. They think about create ways to separate people, to protect the borders. These are the similarities that we find in all the countries. And I think, for example, in some countries in Scotland, they have a different approach because they started to understand the importance and the value that the communities can bring. So the Scottish government started a different approach. They started to recognize that, for example, there are a lot of elderly people, and also that the communities that arrive can bring a contribution, can bring value also. They are not only problems, because most part of the government see migrants as problem, and we are not a problem. We are workers. We come with many skills. For example, when I was in Italy, in Verona, I worked in a woman intercultural center in an employability project. Mm-hmm. So we were supporting women to find jobs, also training to help them to enter in the labor market. And then I was impressed with the number of women that come from their countries with, as they were teachers, they were politicians, they were they come with a lot of skills. They come with higher education, and they end up working only as cleaners or as carer. That is okay, because these professions are important. We need this profession as well, and there is any problem to do this job. But when you oppress women to do only one kind of job, it's not nice. So yeah, there is this difference and these similarities between countries. Some of them are trying to create ways or policies that are more inclusive, and some of them are seeing migrants and refugees only as problems.
And especially if together with migrants, you also put the gender aspect. So the fact of being women, I think there are even more barriers and more obstacles to face when you're leaving your own country and you decide to live somewhere else. So I think everyone can relate to this because somehow we are all migrants, because we're all living in different countries, we're speaking different languages, and we are adapting to new cultures, and they are either welcoming more or less all of us. And I'm sure you shared with all of us a bit of fear and a bit of worries when you had to leave the comfort of the comfort zone of your own country and decided to move abroad. So how did you keep yourself motivated, and how did you face these obstacles, if there were any, or how did you adapt to the changes?
Yeah, it's true that when you go out of your comfort zone, there are many, many things that you need to face, especially when you are not with your family close, you are not with your friends close, you need to start from your life from the scratch. And then when you don't have this emotional support, it can be really difficult. And I think also depends in some countries, if you need to learn a new language also, it can be really challenging. For example, as a journalist, when I moved from Portugal, for example, to Italy, it's a different language I wanted to write, but even if I can speak the language, writing is another word. So it's complicated to express yourself in another language. So to build out all these new things that you need to know to be able to continue doing your profession, it's a long journey. So for me, it was really challenging I needed to start doing completely different things. I started to work in completely different professions because of many reasons. Because when you arrive in a new country, you can't choose. My experience was I would like to start. My dream when I left Brazil was I will go there. I will start to write many stories and I will work as a journalist. Okay, I could do it, but who will pay me to survive doing it? And then I started to work as a waitress, as many other things to survive. And my dream to be a journalist was always put aside, was always aside. And then I arrived in a point in my life that I said, I can't do other things. I need to do it. I wanted to work as a journalist, and I want to tell these stories of women who face the same as me in different order, because our stories are complex, different. But I wanted to find a way to do what I want and then be connected with other women that are facing same struggles, same issues, and that we will move forward together.
And this is the reason why you created Migrant Women Press.
Yeah, it was the reason, because I was trying for many years to work as a journalist, and then I faced many barriers. As I said, the language barrier and also different kinds of discriminations. And then I said, okay, so I will do by my own. And then I will keep doing, because it was something that was inside me that I needed to do this work, besides the part that I need to survive, that I want to make this my job, but I also need, I think it's my mission. So I will do even if I am not paid. For example, Migrant Women Press is a volunteer project until now. We are volunteers, many women that are passionate about these topics, that want to express themselves. And then, yes, we have this platform. I hope that we will manage to find a sustainable way to keep doing it, because as we were discussing, we are working a lot on it, because it's not just, it's a lot of work, you know, because you are a journalist yourself, you have an independent platform yourself. We need to be supported to do it properly, and also to do it as the way that needs to be done.
Many migrant women use literature as a way to tell their stories. These books are an important record of women's experience with immigration. What it's like to live in Italy, coming from a different country and ethnicity, and what it's like to be born and grow up in Italy and not be recognized as a full citizen. 11 Afro-Italian writers have used their personal experience to answer these and other questions in Future by Ijaba Shego. In this hostel life, Melato Uche Okorie, Nigerian author and scholar who came to Ireland in 2006 seeking asylum, describes the daily life of migrant women queuing for basic supplies in an Irish direct provision hostel. She Settles in the Shields is a collection of stories of migrant women that came to Scotland and settled in a neighborhood on the outskirts of Glasgow. These women reveal their experiences of integration, the barriers they faced, and their achievements. This book was published by Glasgow Women Library, the only accredited UK museum dedicated to women's lives, histories, and achievements.
Listening to your story, I think I can relate so much, and I am pretty sure that other thousands of women out there, they will say, oh, but that's, you know, that's my story. And especially when it comes to journalism, and you do a job where you need to share stories and you need to use your words and your voice to speak up for them, it's sometimes it's really complicated to do this job in a country that is not yours, because you will always have to fight double and to work 3-4 times more to make first your voice heard and then possibly bring others with you. So what you're doing, I think it's incredible, and it's really important, especially if we consider migrant women and all the obstacles that they have to face. Giving them a platform where they can share their stories and they can change the narrative as well and express themselves, it's really important, because to keep the mind focus and have the ability to share your own story is not, it's not easy. So to have a safe place where to do that, I think it's really good. So I am really grateful that you had the courage to take your idea out, and even if it's hard at the moment, and I share this feeling with you, and we feel like we're doing everything on our own and it's very hard and complicated sometimes. As I said to you before, I think it's really important that we need to keep pushing. We need to keep sharing these stories and just try to make this change happening one way or another, you know? Now that we started, we cannot stop. So I believe that we are on the same boat in this, and we just need, you know, to keep going, because it's really, really important. Regarding Migrant Women Press, you said it is a volunteer organization at the moment. Everyone is helping out of their own time and experience. If you need any advice or any help from our audience that is following us, you can call out for them now. That's your time.
Thank you so much, Ilaria, for this space and the opportunity. So the project is really young. Migrant Woman Press is a new project. I started in 2020. Yes. And then I started by my own, as I said, because I really wanted to create these platforms and started to write these stories. But from the beginning, I would like to have a collective project. And then at the beginning, I thought, it's not fair to invite other women without pay them or to give something. But at the same time, I thought that this is what we have. So it's we can see Migrant Woman Press as our gift, a platform that we can use to express ourselves, to discuss these issues regarding all the experiences women face while when they migrate, during their asylum process, all the issues we face, and especially the issues that Black women of color and marginalized women face during their journeys. And so in this year at January, I make a call. I found the courage to make a call and invite other women to join me in this journey. And I was really surprised that many women contacted me, interested in collaborate, even volunteer, as a volunteer. And then now we have a team, a small team with women. Some of them are writers, some are journalists, some are translators. There are now we are building small teams. We have a social media worker, a graphic designer, and then we have now women that are doing fundraising. So we are open to other women that wanted to collaborate. So we are a digital media platform. How you think about the ways that you can contribute, the doors are open. If you see yourself translating or writing, or at this moment, we are really, really in need of a web designer, because we want to update our page. So please, if you wanted to collaborate, give us a shout. We would love to hear from you.
Definitely. So hopefully everyone listening to us right now, please take a note. This is Migrant Women Press with Juliana. So you will find all the information on the social media and the way you can contact her on once the podcast is released. So hopefully we're going to bring more women on board with you, and that might just help you either all along the way or just for a short part of the path. So I'm very, I have a big hope for this. Juliana, I'm asking this question to all the women I'm interviewing, and it's for you to share a piece of advice and that could empower or inspire all the women and girls that are listening to us.
Okay, so I would like to say to you, never give up. Anything that put you down, you try to overcome. I know that sometimes for us as migrants living in another country, we face some barriers that sometimes make us think about to give up everything. And then for many times, for example, I was working, I wanted to be a journalist and I was working as a waitress. And during 10 hours standing and thinking, wow, maybe I will never do what I want. And then somehow I started to find ways, you know, to learn better the language and to try to build my skills. But everyone will be at a different journey, but embrace your journey, but never, never, never leave people put you down. Try to find the strength inside you and always believe that in somehow we will find a way. And try to contact women that are doing the things that you want to do, to speak with them, to see how they manage to do, and to be started to create your network with women that will support you. And because in many places there are groups of women that they try, even if it's small groups. For example, when I was living in Scotland, I always see the groups of women that they just meet to have a coffee or to have a chat or to cook together. And some of these groups now open in a really nice coffee together and they are working there. You see, really small things can become bigger because people don't give up. So sometimes it's really hard because we don't know what people are going through. And then we know that in these journeys, there are women that are going through many, many difficult things. But try to find inside you that light that will never put you down. And then step by step, you will manage to find your way.
Thank you, Juliana, for this. And thank you again for being with us today and to talk about Migrant Women Press and to share all the amazing work you're doing. Thank you again.
Thank you, Ilaria.
If this was your first time listening to Wempower Podcast, thank you for taking the time. You can find us on Podbean and Spotify. Subscribe to our newsletter on wempower.co and keep up to date with all the future projects on all our social media at Wempower UK. Thank you to all the women out there that are following and supporting Wempower. I will continue to bring to you powerful, inspiring and positive stories from all over the world. Don't forget, together we empower women. This is Ilaria for Wempower Podcast. Until next time.